Hello and welcome to the Lebo Coaches Corner this hour on KVOE. I'm Alex Benzagala, joined by Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley. Coach, great to have you on. As always, time to talk all things Lebo High School football. And we'll get started first with last week. You know, I tuned into the final part of the football game after my Emporia football broadcast. And boy, it sounded like a really good game. Sounded like your team was coming back. 36-32, the final there. How proud are you of your team's comeback and their fight in the game?
I'm very proud of our team. We're pretty young, and Berlin Game's a team we've struggled with the last couple years. And so just to show the resiliency, it was kind of back and forth, and we got down 10 and went ahead and battled back and took the lead. And, you know, it's a game of inches. We got stuffed on the 6-inch line, turned it over on fourth down, and so probably should have scored there. And then we had a little hook and ladder we ran at the end there, and guy was going to score, but they called him out on the sideline, another, you know, inch or whatever. So just a game of inches, and they won more inches than we did. And but just the fight, the never give up attitude that our guys have been showing, and how hard they play. You know, we make some mistakes because we're young and youthful, but these guys never stop fighting, and that's a lot of fun to coach.
Absolutely, Coach. And you also made a lot of plays. You know, to put up 32 points on Berlin Game is you know, really big too. Can you talk about, you know, some players that stood out for you last Friday night?
You know, we scored the same amount of touchdowns. They got two point conversions, and it proved to be the end of, you know, the winning part of the game. We tried to run the ball in the first half, and they were doing some kind of twisting blitzes and gave us some fits with who we were supposed to block and how. And you know, Jackson Grimmett ran the ball. Aiden Ferguson ran the ball and got us some positive yards. Just not enough to keep the chains moving. So we kind of went to more of our spread package and threw the ball. Had some success there. Brock Hadley ended up throwing for over 200 yards and a couple scores. But we just had to loosen them up a little bit so we could try to run the ball more. Hit multiple receivers. Braden Hopkins had a big game. He's been kind of on a tear his first five games. And then Jed Edwards and Eli Conrady got involved in the passing game. And a couple freshmen there that were trying to get more involved as the season goes along. They're super talented. And, but I was really impressed with our defensive effort as far as our coverage. Eli Conrady ended up guarding their best receiver, who Drake Skirvin, who's been on a tear this year catching the ball. And I think Drake had three catches, potentially four. You know, we kind of held him in check, which was not many teams have done. And then our special teams did well. We had our punter, Aiden McFalch, you know, had some great punts in that game that really changed the field for us, and I think they ended up being like 50-yard punts that were unreturnable, and so that was big for our defense. And then we ended up recovering a botched snap on their punt and got a touchdown out of that. So that was another turning point in the game. And we've struggled some on special teams here and there, and so it was nice to see our special teams really come through and help you know, almost win that game.
All right, Coach, let's shift focus to what you have this week. As you know, looking at your schedule, I'm showing that you've got a football game this Friday night against a team I'm not familiar with, but RV if I'm not mistaken.
It says, Rural Vista.
Yeah, Rural Vista, yeah. You know,
White City.
Yeah, scouting them a little bit. They're pretty good football team, only one loss on the year. They're 4-1. What's your thoughts on your opponent in the challenge this week?
This is a team we played last year and had the lead at halftime, and they came back and got us in the third and fourth quarter. So we kind of have a bad taste in our mouth about last year, so we're definitely wanting to go give them a better challenge this year. They're an older physical team. They got some big guys that are tall. We played them in 5-on-5 this summer, so we know the challenge they present. But I'm very confident our guys will step up to the challenge. We're going to have to be disciplined on defense. We had some breakdowns and some misalignments on defense against Burlingame that really cost us. Then when they got their running game going. I feel like that'll be a good challenge, but it's one that we can definitely compete and win in. But they're well coached, and like I said, they've got a junior, senior Latin team, so we're looking for a good matchup, just like last weekend.
All right, Coach Hadley, well, I appreciate your time, as always, on Coach's Corner.
All right, thank you.
That is Coach Brian Hadley, head football coach at Lebo High School. This has been brought to you this hour by Miller, Grana, and Grimmett Construction.